I'm getting better at this. Hello, if you can hear me out there. It's been 1 week on the satellite. Or at least it feels like 1 week. I can't really tell. Your circadian rhythm gets kind of messed up when you can't see the sun. And I'm not really aware of how to turn off the lights in this thing, so I just kind of cover my face up. Anyways, I guess I should do the thing they make me do. Intelligent creatures of all species, welcome to Plot Armor Plus, Episode 2. Wow! The show we're covering today is one of the most notorious dubs ever known. The legend goes that the anime adaptation of this long-running youth series failed, and as a result, the localization team for the English dub was given free range. They turned a relatively spooky and childish anime into an edgy, dark humor show that by today's standards would definitely been cancelled. At least, that's how the legend goes. In actuality, it's more likely that the American localization team, ADV Films, was given very little oversight. This is usually allowed so that certain plot points could be changed to be more digestible for American audiences. They just decided to take it to the max, with political humor, pop culture references, and fourth wall breaks. If this sounds familiar, you probably already know what anime I'm talking about. If you don't, prepare for a little bit of a bumpy ride. We are talking about an anime called Ghost Stories.
You sure you both are okay?
It'll be alright. Don't worry about us. Just don't be late for your first day of work.
I won't.
Now remember, you two, just say no to everything.
Okay.
So let's get into the information for Ghost Stories. It was active between the years of 2000 and 2001 and has a 20-episode run. The original story was created by Toru Tetsumitsu, and to my knowledge, it was created something similar very close to Goosebumps, where it was a collection of young adult horror stories or spooky stories, mostly surrounded around a Japanese culture. The original anime was produced by Perrierot. Perrierot? P-I-E-R-R-O-T. I don't know how to pronounce that specifically, but it is known for animes that we all love. We're talking Bleach, Naruto, and a couple others that are very well known. The dub that we're talking about specifically is the ADV Films dub, which originally I heard was pushed away in the early 2000s, but now, of course, with modern technology and we're able to go back further into the deep depths of the internet, this has recently kind of made a resurgence. You might have even seen some really weird off-the-wall stories, if you follow anime stuff, of this anime specifically. And it has a lot of people questioning, was this real? Did they actually dub this? Or did somebody find a clip and do it, like, on Instagram? No, I'm here to tell you a lot of this stuff is very real. So this is currently available on Crunchyroll. You can watch parts of it on YouTube or Instagram. Crunchyroll has the original Japanese version and the dub version, so it's going to standard the Japanese version. But if you change your dub settings to English while you're watching Ghost Stories, it will give you this off-the-wall craziness that we're talking about. All right, let's get into a quick summary of the show. First of all, you know, I got to do my voice change. Hold on.
Ghost Stories follow Sasuke, who moved with her family to the hometown of her deceased mother. On her first day of school, Sasuke and her brother, Keichiro, and the rest of the main cast visit the abandoned school building adjacent from the current school complex. They discover that the building is haunted. The ghosts are appearing due to the urbanization of the nearby mountain. They also discover that Sasuke's mother had originally sealed the various ghosts away and left a journal of the methods she used during each encounter. An encounter with Amano Jako, a powerful ghost, the kids accidentally seal them away into their pet cat. The kids and the now possessed cat spend the rest of their series sealing away the many ghosts, causing issues at the school.
The things I do for the show. So what's the main power source for the show? Well, there really isn't one. The only thing the kids really have is Sasuke's mom's journal, and one ability another character has that we'll say later on. But this is very grounded when it comes to the term of power. The only thing that really has any power are the ghosts themselves. All right, so let's get into the main characters now. We got five kids, well, four kids and a cat, that basically run the whole show. So we'll start with the main character, Sasuke. Sasuke is the main protagonist. She's the one who reads the book and calls out the shots. She's taken on the mother role at her home and is constantly criticizing and protecting her younger brother. She's the main heroine of the whole show. Very cut and dry. You're going to find that with most of the characters because this show is based on comedy. There's not really a lot of depth to any of these guys. Next is Momoko. Momoko is slightly older than the rest of the group. She is portrayed as a born-again evangelical Christian. So during the show, she's constantly telling the group that they're going to go to hell and spitting out Bible verses. She also makes headed comments about being a drug user and a sex addict prior to becoming a Christian. I don't know. She also is a psychic medium that is somehow able to channel Sasuke's mother's spirit. It's never explained how or why. She just randomly in a show will be talking in a different voice. And it's assumed at first until it's later explained on that it's Sasuke's mother. Yeah, very weird character. Next, we have Hajime. Hajime is your stereotypical anime protagonist and smartass. He's the bravest one of the bunch and is usually okay with trying to brute strength a fight with a ghost, even though he knows they're ghosts. Most of the time, he's just holding doors closed or fending off the ghosts while the others are figuring out what to do. After Hajime, we have Leo. Leo is portrayed as Hajime's best friend. He is the nerdy, quote-unquote, lead supernatural researcher at the school from a Jewish family. And that's it. That's his whole character. His whole personality revolves around being Jewish and a horny nerd. That's as far as his character goes. Last of the kids is Ketchiro. Ketchiro is Sasuke's younger brother. He is the most useless character in the show. He often responds with non-sequiturs in times of stress. His speech will just turn into childish babble. He behaves oddly and will randomly burst into laughter, tears, or squeals. It's mostly noise with one or two good lines. His character is funny, but for the most part, it's just annoying. Last, but certainly not least, is the antagonist from the first episode, Amano Jaku. He gets sealed away immediately into a cat the first episode. He retains his antagonism towards the kids and will often break the fourth wall, complaining about the poor animation, the lazy writing, or not being paid enough. He's pretty much a diva on the show the entire time, and instead of being that helpful character that's helping the kids learn what they need to do, he just is being mean to them the entire time. And actually, he's probably like the funniest character there. Run, fight the power. Now, time for the ranking. I'm going to give this show a D1. On the surface, the show is fantastic. The comedy, although a little dated, is great. I can appreciate any medium that is self-aware and doesn't take itself too seriously. It's a nice change of pace from the super serious animes of the day. That being said, the show is pretty dated. Jokes the characters make can sometimes miss because I don't know the references, and some are also in very bad taste for this day. The music, for the most part, is music they used for the original show, so it's very mismatched. Especially the intro music, it's very happy and jumpy. It gives a feeling of like a happy kid show, when you watch it, it's clearly not that. The animation's a little plain, with only a few moments that looked really good. But in all, it was an enjoyable watch. I would say in all, if you are looking for an anime to watch, maybe don't watch this unless you're like really bored. Or if you're just really into dark humor, then you'll really enjoy this. If not, maybe leave it for a rainy day when you need just a refresh from regular anime. Well, that's all I got for this one. For anyone who cares, I've been kind of walking around here aimlessly. I mean, obviously I've been watching anime, but besides that, I found a spot that kind of looks like a gym. It's these weird shaped, I don't know if the rocks or metal. They're various weights, so they work. And then I also found what I think is the bathroom. It's just kind of a hole. I don't know, it doesn't smell, so I mean, if it works, it works. I'm hoping I'm doing it right. For anyone who cares. If you don't, I'm sorry for all that. If you don't want to hear about this, you could look me up on Instagram. Use my pictures for, like, a lost poster or, like, references for the police. My Instagram is RECMatrix. I see activity on my Instagram, but I can't see who's doing it. I don't think it's family. I don't know who that is. But it's not me. I'm out here in space, stuck. So if you could raise some questions, that'd be awesome. Also, you can check out my friends at the Horrible People Podcast Network. They got tons of other great shows, but mostly get them to get help, you know? Like, while you're listening to Horrible Peoples and listening to horror movies, maybe you could tell them, hey, Ruben's stuck in space. Or go to Turning Tables and say, hey, that guy you're playing D&D with is not Ruben. Or hit up my boy Danny on Hops and Notes and tell him, yo, that guy who's on the show isn't Ruben. He's a fake or something. I don't know. Just reach out to my people. Give me help, please. Wait. Zelda? Zelda? Sorry, Zelda's my cat. How long have you been here? Holy shit. I'm so sorry. I gotta turn this off real quick. But please, like I said, send help. Bye, thanks. Ukulele kanata kara shinkiro. I miss you, I miss you, I need you, I need you. Sexy, sexy.
Music for this episode was Growing Up by Hysteric Bloom and Sexy, Sexy by Cascade.